Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's get to Mary Kay Cab and get her thoughts on this. She's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. She's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and she joins us every Thursday at this time, and she joins us now to talk about this schedule. Mary Kay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Doing very well. What's the latest you've heard about the possibilities of the Browns' schedule? Could this start off where they play the NFC East over the first 4 weeks?
You know what? I really haven't heard too much about it yet. I would imagine that we will start seeing and hearing some leaks coming out here pretty soon. But as of right now, you know, I've just been hearing some of the same things that other people have been hearing in terms of, you know, that maybe they would backload the schedule a little bit with the division games just in case it can't all start on time.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Do you think that helps the Browns or hurts the Browns, or is it just too tough to say right now, knowing that it's a brand new team again or a brand new coaching situation again?
You know what? I think it's a little bit difficult to say. There are a lot of variables. I mean, you would have to wonder, you know, would you want to catch Joe Burrow later in the season when he's kind of got his mojo down a little bit, or do you want to catch him earlier when he might not really be all that ready? You know, those are kind of things to consider. I mean, the Ravens are obviously humming along, and then, you know, you've got Ben having to come back from you know, his big injury, and, you know, maybe he'll be better later in the season. So I would guess that maybe catching a Cincinnati and a Pittsburgh early on might be a little bit better for, you know, for the Browns, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. For, and you bring up the schedule, how that is. I wonder, though, like, say, because, like, you know, have they thought about maybe the whole second wave thing? That's certainly possible there, where maybe you want to get the is there any possibility you want to get the divisional opponents out of the way first in case you have to kind of hunker down later on during the late part of the season? Has that been something that they've discussed amongst the league?
You know, I think that they have discussed pretty much everything, and so that's why it will be interesting to see what they came up with and how they are viewing this. And they seem very, very confident that they are going to play a full 16-game schedule, you know, even if they have to do that, perhaps, you know, in some cases without fans. I don't know how that's going to go yet. I don't think anybody really knows how that's going to go. So I don't know. I don't know if they came up with backloading it with the division games. I mean, they were doing that anyways for the most part. So my guess is that they will stick with that sort of a strategy.
May 15th coming up, Roger Goodell put out the memo yesterday that as long as your local government, state government is okay with it, that they can open some facilities back up and get some people back in. How many guys do you think from the Cleveland Browns are going to try to get in, considering it's a new football coach, a lot of new guys involved in this? How do you think they handle that?
Well, I think that most of them will show up for the off-season program, as soon as they can, as often as they can, and they will get in there again, like you said, with a new coaching staff, new schemes on both sides of the ball. I would imagine that everyone will enthusiastically get back to the facility as soon as possible. I'm sure you'll have a couple of guys that, you know, might feel that they're better served by doing things on their own. Guys that might not be ready to practice yet might kind of, I don't know. Maybe Odell might still think that he's better off just rehabbing on his own a little bit. Same thing with Jarvis. Or maybe they'll be around. I don't know the extent of what their deal is quite yet. But I would think that most guys will jump right into it.
Mary Kay, the primetime schedule last year ended up being too daunting for the young Browns. Now they have more veterans on this team, although they're still relatively young. Do you think that they're better suited this year to handle those games and the spotlight?
Yes, I think so. I definitely think so, because I think this year they will have schemes and coaching that can handle it. I think the players probably could have handled it some last year if they were set up to succeed a little bit more than they were. And I think this year now you're marrying all that talent and then some with better organization, better play calling, better schemes, better coaching. So I think they could handle it now.
Mary, this morning with that answer. Wow.
Wow.
Well, they just didn't, they did not have someone that was able to knit it all together and bring out the best in all of that talent. And I don't think that, we all last year overestimated the talent on the football team. I don't think that was the case at all. But there were serious fundamental problems with the process and the way that it was going down. And so I think, if you take all that talent and you mold it and you shape it and you let Baker Mayfield operate in a system that's going to, showcase his skills and give him an opportunity to succeed, and same thing with Odell and others, then I just think you're going to see a lot better production.
So, Mary Kay, the Browns had this offseason where a lot of people credited new GM Andrew Berry with not only the moves of free agency but the draft. And yet ESPN, they pulled 80 of their workers, okay, 80 of the people that are still left there at ESPN, and the Browns are 21st, just 21st in their power rankings. Does that surprise you? Are you in a wait-and-see mode with this team?
Well, I think I would say that 21st does kind of surprise me, but, that's what sort of happens. I mean, people overcorrect from what happened last year, maybe underestimating what I just mentioned before, that a lot of what went on last year was just the whole operation and how it went. And I think if they get that cleared up, and I know that it's going to be completely different, obviously, than it was last year, I think they've got a ton of talent on this football team. They did last year, and now they have even more. You didn't even have Kareem Hunt for the first 8 games of last year. Now you've got him, Austin Hooper. You've got 2 brand new tackles. That's going to help Baker. You've got your 2 receivers who are, repaired and renewed coming off of their surgeries. And so I do think 21 is a little bit low. I would have gone higher than that.
Mary Kay, do you think, and I'm not saying that the media will, not saying you will, not saying that, but I do worry later on in the year there's going to be criticism. Say the Browns aren't what they're supposed to be. Say they're a disappointment again, and we go back to maybe May 15th, and we hear all these Steelers are going into the facility, and they're working now. They're doing it as safe as possible, and the Bengals and the Ravens and all that, and then we just don't see the type of reaction we think we should, or some fans think they should with the Browns. People are going to be critical about that. I just don't think it's fair. It's almost where they are forced to try to make an effort to get into the facility, even though we are under very uncertain times.
Yeah, it's difficult, but I think it'll end up being somewhat uniform across teams. I mean, I really don't think that the league will let one team do something that another team can't do. I don't think they'll give anybody a competitive advantage, and I think that participation in those programs will then be pretty uniform across the teams. So I don't think that's a huge deal one way or the other, except for, Sean Payton already basically said, I'll see you guys in training camp. So, yeah. There could be situations like that. But for the most part, I think the Browns will have, a very robust participation in their offseason program, because I think that Kevin Stefanski has laid out the expectations for all of his players, and I think, you know, I think he's been very, very clear about what he needs from everyone, and he sort of has command of the situation, and I think they'll respond.
What are the chances Clay Matthews the third place for the Browns this year?
You know, I'm kind of intrigued by that possibility. I think they should explore it. I'm sure they've, you know, kicked it around a little bit, looked into it. I don't think it's necessarily anything that is imminent, but it seems like it would make sense to me. I mean, he had very good production last year. He can start. He's got versatility to, you know, to play on the inside, the outside. He, you know, he had 8 sacks last year. I think anytime that you can add that, you know, that kind of pass rush production, I think that's vitally important. I think that helps everyone. So I would definitely consider doing that if I were the Browns. And, you know, and I just even just think from a leadership standpoint and from a tradition standpoint, I think it would be great.
What about Jadeveon Clowney? It's gotten pretty quiet around these parts. Are their feet still in the pool with him, or what's going on?
You know, I would think that, you know, that they would be, since he's still out there, since he's, you know, is still floating around and hasn't signed with anybody. I wouldn't think that the door would be completely slammed shut on that. I'm guessing that it's a money issue. You know, the last time we heard, he was still looking for in the $17 million a year range. I know he probably still has some opportunities to go back to the Seahawks. So we'll have to see how that works out. But at this point, I would think that that the Browns would be waiting for the price to come down and that he's looking for the right opportunity.
For Olivier Vernon, like, how long do they have? It's like, say they wanted to sign Jadeveon Clowney. How long do they have to cut Olivier Vernon? He's due $15 million this year, $15.5 million. How does that work? Because I know that some, like, when the league year starts, that's when you get your money. How's it work with Olivier?
Well, they could still cut him. They could still cut him now. So there's not an issue with that at this point. You know, they have consistently said that they think he's a really good football player and that he's going to be here. And they have really been holding pretty true to their word. When they've been saying something, they mean it. So this isn't a situation with like a Dave Gettleman where he kept on saying there is no way, you know, we did not re-sign Odell or extend Odell to trade him. We're not doing that. And, you know, he came out, you know, and really stated emphatically that they are not trading him and then, of course, traded him. This is not a situation like that with Olivier. I really think that they intend for him to be on the football team this year, which makes me wonder about Jadeveon Clowney, because I think it would be hard to pay both of those guys. And so, you know, I don't think that they're going to pay Jadeveon 17 a year.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the good times. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Follow her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. Coming up next, coming up at 9, you know, if you just front load the schedule, I think you'll be fine. But coming up next, I think if this guy wore any other uniform, I think we'd be just fine with him. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyme, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.